This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
And now the latest from the social media make traditional media go awry department. And we've been visiting that department a lot lately. Today's story is about Coca-Cola and a recent ad campaign for Diet Coke. It was, as so many of these often are, a campaign aimed at young people. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, it's another example of how Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook and all the rest can, shall we say, detract from a company's message. Here's Mitchell.
Ms. Curtis, you're on.
That's one of the Diet Coke ads that's giving the digital peanut gallery such fun. Young people doing nervy things, moving to New York to become a DJ, giving a big speech. Oh, and here's a cool fresh pick-me-up, a Diet Coke, by their side. Next in the TV ad, we see Taylor Swift in her dressing room.
Taylor, you're on.
You're on, meaning the stage, and then the rest of the tagline, Diet Coke. But take out the diet, it can become you're on Coke. The jokes go on from there.
Whenever a brand puts its message out there, if it's open to interpretation, then they're just asking for people to have fun with it.
Tony Kelso teaches advertising at Iona College in New York, and he says young consumers have the digital tools and no compunction at all about mashing up and satirizing ads. Just imagine the dark and twisted up-your-nose scenarios that have already been tacked onto You're on Coke and tweeted and retweeted ad infinitum. Media analyst Jack Myers says these are the new rules of the digital game.
Advertisers just need to be comfortable being less careful and letting the market take their messages and hack at will.
Coke has reportedly pulled its ad campaign. The company didn't respond by our deadline. But maybe all the buzz isn't so bad. After all, the brand needs more young consumers. They're grabbing energy drinks instead, the better to stay up all night hacking ads and things. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.